Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is my book, Conversations with Yourself. It's a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment published by Art Scroll. We're in the first chapter, becoming more aware of your self-talk. You live in the world of your thoughts. Now that's an amazing idea, because what is the quality of your life, your self-talk? Where do you live in your thoughts? A large portion of that world involves the conversations that you're engaged in with yourself. Throughout the day, you're engaged in self-talk. You comment to yourself about what you're experiencing now. You comment to yourself about what you've experienced in the past and what you might experience in the future. Now, some people might say, I don't think that I actually talk to myself throughout the day. If you agree with that statement, that's self-talk. If you disagree, that's self-talk. It's impossible not to talk to yourself. Now, there are patterns of self-talk that can create needless and excessive distress, anxiety, anger, fear, and worry. By recognizing the patterns of thoughts that make you feel bad and limit you, you become aware of the negative patterns that you want to reduce, that you want to decrease and remove from your life. On the other hand, there are positive patterns of self-talk. These are the patterns that create appreciation and gratitude, happiness and joy, positive character traits and attributes, kindness and compassion, hope and encouragement. There is self-talk that enables you to make and reach worthwhile goals, that develops your spiritual elevation, that connects you with the Almighty. After speaking to many people who are consistently joyful about life, who are full of appreciation and gratitude, who feel empowered to speak and act in great ways and to make and reach valuable goals, I found that they have something in common. They consistently think about what they need to think, say, and do to create these positive patterns. Now, isn't it obvious that positive self-talk will enhance your life? Yes, it's obvious when you think about it. No, it's not if you don't think about it. So the first step to improving your self-talk is to realize the power of what you say to yourself. The more you appreciate that your self-talk decides the quality of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, the more motivated you're going to be to upgrade the quality of your self-talk. How you feel at a given moment will affect your self-talk. There will be a major difference in the quality of your self-talk when you feel happy instead of unhappy, when you feel calm and relaxed instead of nervous and worried, when you feel confident and courageous instead of vulnerable. The goal is to have constructive and beneficial self-conversations that are appropriate for your emotional state at the time of the inner dialogue. No two people have the exact same self-talk. You are unique, and thus your self-talk is unique. And you even have self-talk about your self-talk, whether you're satisfied with or not. So the first step is awareness. What am I saying when I speak to myself? And just thinking, wow, I'm talking to myself all the time. What is the quality of my self-talk? How am I creating? Am I creating myself the way I wish to be? That itself will give you greater awareness and makes you much more open to keep upgrading the way you talk to yourself.